It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today we're talking about three things Nick and I both love: creativity, art, and one of our favorite artists, our friend Kelly Joy Ladd. I also share the scoop on a book that stretched my imagination into a whole new shape. If you're a creative soul or aspire to be one, it's a book you're going to want to add to your collection. Open up your creative pores, dear listener. We got some cool things to share. Enjoy. I find myself pronouncing words like you do sometimes. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't call him Spider-Man.
It's fun.
But yeah, it is for you.
You start. I'm sure you're going to, next time you say cocaine, you're going to say
I've
that
said cocaine. Yeah. And that one is fun to say, actually, because you have to really kind of almost stutter it out. But we know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Do you?
I do. I know what you mean every time you speak. This is a beautiful thing.
That is great.
That I have. Okay, so I'm listening to this book called The Creative Act by Rick Rubin.
The Creative Act.
The Creative Act.
Rick Rubin famously sits in a room and doesn't do much.
Rick Rubin is an incredible music producer who has unleashed amazing creativity into the world. Do you know who this guy was?
But isn't that his thing? Like, he doesn't really, like, he's not a trained musician or anything. He just kind of sits there and listens to it and says, that's it.
I don't know exactly how he does what he does, but apparently he's done it enough and well enough that everyone's in awe of how he does it. And so he's distilled this wisdom into this book, The Creative Act. And it starts with these little, they're not vignettes really, they're like almost little haikus.
Okay.
About opening yourself to what the universe has to offer, and that we all look through filters. And if we can find a way to gradually remove those filters to see all of what is being presented to us, we have more creative options in the world. And they're just little pieces of brilliance that I loved. And I'm like, I have to stop it every couple of minutes because it's too much to take in at once. And I want to be able to think about it, you know, let it germinate.
But a little fire hose of wisdom.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I had to stop. I had the same experience with Green Lights with Matthew McConaughey, believe it or not. But it was that kind of, there's so much good stuff here, I want to stop. But I kept thinking of our friend Kelly Joy Ladd when I was hearing this, because it's all aimed at the artist and creation and the intention of the artist and the openness of the artist to the moment and to the environment and to nature and all this stuff. And so I send Kelly Joy Ladd a note saying, I am listening to this book that I think you're going to love it. I would really highly recommend it because I think it will resonate. And she sends me back a picture of her Audible book. And she's on chapter like 16 of this same book on her second read through. I'm like, well, how is
Christmas.
That? Well, you did the same thing.
I did the same thing with a piece of art at the MoMA.
Right? Okay, you're in New York City and you encounter this. I'm listening to a book that I just randomly chose because it sounded interesting, and we both happen to be so wired into Kelly Joy Ladd that, you know, we should probably have her on. We
definitely should.
We've mentioned her enough, and she's an awesome creative spirit, and so let's work that out. I think it should be fun.
What if we disagree about everything? Like, we can recognize good things for her, but then get her in a room and we're like, oh no, Kelly Joy Ladd. That is not how I think at all.
She honestly may be like the least offensive human being I've ever encountered.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
She's such a soft spirit that I think she has like antennae that feel things before she gets too close so that she doesn't disturb things too much. She's just even when she shows up in my Tai Chi space, she shows up very gently, even with her little dog Miso in tow. And then she allows herself to be seen. So that's freaks me out a little bit sometimes, because when I'm doing what I'm doing,
she appears out of nowhere.
It's
like
kind
a predator.
Of like that. Yeah. I don't know, like a predator, but you know,
like she's trapped. You can hear that clicking weird. Oh, Kelly's here.
That would be creepy. But anyway, so but she's awesome. But I thought that you would find that interesting that I am. The book is really cool. I'm only, you know, a few chapters into it, but so far I've stopped like 10 times to make a mental note of what was happening. So
I just can't get my head around stealth artists just coming out of nowhere, just like creating art and then disappearing. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. You, dear listener, are in luck, because shortly after we recorded this, we reached out to Kelly Joy Ladd and she came to record with us. She was, of course, amazing. So smart and so giving and so full of good advice and so willing to play. She'll be featured on the show next week, 5 episodes with Kelly Joy Ladd, and I cannot wait for you to hear that. In the meantime, have a wonderful day.